Ah, ça fait plaisir. Hamburger, non. Anemone plutôt. Avec The Brian Johnson plutôt. Alors, sur Westrack Radio 95.9, bienvenue. Si vous nous rejoignez, on est dans West Park Live. Il est tout juste 23h16 pour vous dire à quel point on est en direct. Autour de la table, nous avons Clémentine, nous avons Oscar, nous avons Swazik également, ainsi que Dries. Et surtout, autour de la table, nous avons The Sextile. Welcome.
Thank you.
Il y a pas de sextile. Merci.
Welcome, sextile.
Thank you, merci.
Voilà, parfait. Clémentine, tu as quelques questions. You are any question for sextile?
I've got.
You have got any question for sextile? It's for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
First of all, happy birthday, Melissa.
Oh, happy.
Happy birthday.
For this moment. Joyeux anniversaire.
In French.
Joyeux anniversaire. Joyeux anniversaire, Melissa. Joyeux anniversaire.
Thank you.
It was yesterday, but
yes,
it's okay.
C'était hier.
Still today.
Thank you.
C'est votre tournée européenne et votre première date française aujourd'hui, donc bienvenue.
So you're on tour in the first date in Europe and especially in France. So congratulations and welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for bringing us here and having us here.
Yeah, it's good. And so.
Est-ce que vous connaissez un petit mot en français?
Can you spell some words in French? Can you talk in English? In French, excuse me.
I know a couple of things.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Mais oui.
J'adore Paris.
Parlez-vous anglais?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais ce soir? Désolé, je ne parle pas français.
Bonjour. What is it? We said it earlier. Entouché.
Enchanté.
Oui.
Merci.
Nice to meet you.
It's terrible.
It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
Yes. Vous êtes d'habitude en duo, exceptionnellement en trio pour la tournée actuelle. Est-ce que c'est une formule que vous pensez faire perdurer, voire prolonger pour la composition?
So actually, you're basically on duo band, not in trio, band. For this tour in Europe, you are making a tour in three on the band. So it's a format that you can do for a long time, and just for this European tour, you're doing with a trio band.
Actually, live we always play as a three piece.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just.
Donc ils ont toujours tourné à trois.
We've always made the music and the art and stuff together, so yeah.
It's Quincy, which she's an amazing musician, has we invited her to come along and help us play these songs, and so we can best present them live, you know, in the best possible way we could.
So, en fait, ils disent que en fait, c'est un format qu'ils adoptent récemment et que justement Quincy apporte un vrai travail, justement, une valeur ajoutée dans leur bande, enfin dans leur groupe, et que justement ils vont perdurer là-dessus et puis. Voir effectivement comment ça se déroule sur cette tournée.
D'accord. Et du coup, est-ce que c'est quelque chose qu'on pourrait voir pour la composition des prochains disques?
In a trio, you can make an EP or
An album.
An album.
With just for the tour.
With just for two or three, you can do it.
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
In the future, you project to make an album in three on the band, or you're staying on two?
I don't know. It all depends.
Yeah, we don't know yet, but I mean, we're always open to collaborations.
Always open to collaborations. In the past, though, it's always been us two and making the music. But also in the past, it's been hard for us to make music working with other people. So it's just nice to have it this way. I think this is what we're going to do for now, until maybe something naturally kind of happens where we feel cool collaborating and stuff.
So it's just a question of feeling.
Yes.
Just a feeling. Donc en fait, ils sont en train de dire qu'ils expérimentent, en d'autres termes, sur cette tournée européenne, effectivement, le format à trois. et que pourquoi pas effectivement sur une prochaine collaboration et de sortir un album, ça peut effectivement se faire. Ils savent pas vraiment ce qu'il en est actuellement, ils sont vraiment dans l'expectative et ils voient effectivement comment ça se passe.
Ok. Vous faites partie d'une super programmation au Desert Days. Vous jouez le même jour que Ty Segall, King Can, Death Grips, and j'avais mélangé l'anglais, le français et d'autres groupes. Est-ce qu'on peut nous attendre à vous voir sur d'autres affiches emblématiques dans les prochains mois?
So Brady, you've been a part of a great programmation on Desert Days. You were playing in the same day with Ty Segall, King Can, Death Grips. Can we expect to see you with some great bands like I just said before in the next month?
What do you mean? Well, in the next month we are playing with Desert Days.
Mm-hmm.
My Bloody Valentine is playing, which to me is probably like the greatest feat to be able to share any space.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, we can only hope to continue to progress and push forward, and I mean we would love to, you know, I mean that really all depends on the people, you know. Mm-hmm. And if they can all get together and, you know, I mean how would I say this,
oh yeah, we're playing with the OCs.
The OCs too?
Yeah
we actually
in San Francisco.
San Francisco, right after this tour but we just a couple months ago we're on tour with Ty Segall actually.
Okay.
And then right after that was with A Place to Bury Strangers, which is an amazing band from New York. And yeah, there is some stuff in the works, but I'm not yet to mention it until it becomes like, you know, solid.
We have plans.
Okay, you have plans. Donc en fait, ils sont en train de clairement expliquer qu'effectivement, c'était une opportunité qu'ils ont eue et qu'ils prévoient effectivement dans les prochains mois, justement, en fonction des possibilités, effectivement, d'être associés à de grands noms. De grand New York, et donc justement de pouvoir effectivement se développer et justement de monter en puissance sur leur programmation et sur leur travail.
D'accord. Votre nouvelle EP 3 est sortie il y a quelques jours après deux albums. Pourquoi cette volonté de repasser sur un format court?
So your brand new EP 3 just released in a few days before, after just two albums. This is a volunteer to pass on the call from on the short program on your release, because you were making albums and you have passed in an EP of three or five tracks on the album you release.
We decided
because
the EP is actually quite different than the last two records, and our label had said for us to do something as experimental as it is would be best in terms of an EP, because it was our chance to see if our audience would understand something different. I actually think the first and second record are still vastly different from each other, but the EP is more electronic and kind of industrial and electric body music kind of influenced, while still being very punk to me.
Okay.
But it is kind of like a stretch from where we were before, so. We might do more EPs with more, because we wrote so much different electronic music, because we kind of see our band as like a band that we want people to have fun to while also kind of be a little like dangerous or freaked out by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a part of a big risk, you know, to start a big album on the EP is not a good risk for you to release some three albums, or?
It's we're also in a way testing the way that the music industry is working by trying to see if it's just better to do EPs rather than take a very long time to create an LP. And if we keep making music, will the fans keep being as interested? Because of today, in the way the internet and streaming services work, people listen and then they forget, and then, you know, so we want to keep the momentum by releasing EPs rather than taking a long time to do LPs, you know.
Est-ce que tu peux nous résumer?
Justement, je vais vous faire un condensé.
It's a long answer.
Yeah, no, because it's really good to speak in English, and but it's difficult to talk and translate. And well, this is a big job. So, en fait, ils sont en train d'expliquer qu'en fait, ils passent justement sur un format EP plutôt qu'un format long project, parce que justement, ils veulent effectivement avoir une récurrence de sortie, justement, pas que les gens écoutent leur album pendant deux mois et qu'après 8 mois après, ils ont oublié effectivement les tracks. Ils veulent vraiment effectivement avoir beaucoup de sorties pour qu'effectivement ça rentre dans la tête des gens et qu'effectivement les suivent et proposer effectivement aux fans
toujours vivant
bien évidemment.
Always alive.
Et toujours en fait de proposer quelque chose de neuf actuels et puis justement fidéliser leurs fans et ceux qui les suivent.
Et ça leur a permis aussi d'expérimenter aussi d'autres choses dans la format court, comme un peu plus d'électronique.
C'est ça, exactement.
Voilà. Une dernière question. Est-ce que vous avez des groupes à nous conseiller? Est-ce que vous avez des albums que vous écoutez en boucle en ce moment et que vous voudriez nous faire découvrir?
So, can you advise some bands, just some brand new bands, actually just
that you're listening
on tour
to?
Or you are listening?
Brand new bands that we're listening to now?
Can you advise someone?
Yeah. Do you want to name any people that we're listening to right now that are
Yeah, I love this band from Canada called Pelada. They have a Spanish kind of sounding name. The singer speaks in Spanish, but she's from Colombia, and the other guy is French. They're from Montreal. They're amazing. They're really good minimal electronic music. It's really like punk for people who also like techno music, I guess. I love Boy Harsher.
Boy Harsher.
They're a brand new electronic band. It's amazing. They actually went to college with Brady.
Yeah.
I love the new Ice Age album. I'm sure everyone here has heard that. That new record's awesome. It's a good rock record.
And where's from Boy Harsher?
Boy Harsher is actually from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They're really good. And then Broken English Club.
I heard this name. I don't remember where I heard this band, but the.
It's really, really good, like tough electronic music. Yeah, it's really cool. It's my favorite thing right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a great hardcore band called Bib that's from Omaha, Nebraska, which is a rarity, and they are just so sick.
The band are from Canada. What's the name?
Oh, Pelada. It's P-E-L-A-D-A. Amazing.
Okay. En fait, ils sont en train de dire que dans leur groupe préféré en ce moment, qui viennent de sortir, des nouveaux groupes, il y a un groupe du Canada, donc c'est Pelada, donc qui effectivement donne beaucoup d'inspiration à Mélissa apparemment. Donc Mélissa justement est très inspirée par ce groupe. Et donc Brady justement, lui est plus inspiré par Boss Harsher.
Boy
Harsher.
Boy Harsher, yeah.
Boy Harsher.
Yeah. Boy Harsher. Boy Harsher.
Pardon my English.
No.
Et ils viennent du Massachusetts et effectivement c'est un groupe qui les inspire énormément en tout cas. Ces deux groupes, oui.
Ok, super.
Moi j'ai la petite question que se posent tous les Français vis-à-vis des Anglo-Saxons. Est-ce qu'ils sont plus... Mais tous les Français se posent ça vis-à-vis des groupes anglo-saxons. Est-ce qu'on est plus comme ça, Beatles ou...
Mais ils sont
Rolling
de Los Angeles.
Beatles,
Anglo-Saxon. J'ai dit Anglo-Saxon.
What is the question?
So the question is maybe
if you
like
choose between
a type of Chinese question. Beatles or
Rolling Stones.
Beatles or Rolling Stones.
En tant qu'Anglo-Saxon.
What group you prefer? Of Beatles,
I mean the Rolling Stones.
Bravo!
I can talk about the Rolling Stones for days. Yeah, no, they are the epitome of rock and roll. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. The Rolling Stones really are.
Ok, donc effectivement, sex, rock and roll. Voilà, tout simplement en fait. Non mais c'est là.
Eh bien,
voilà.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Merci.
Non. Next time.
You are welcome. And nous les retrouvons à partir je ne peux pas faire d'anglais après ça.
Le franglais.
On les retrouve à partir de quelle heure, Clémentine?
Eh bien, tu me poses une petite colle parce
que
je n'avais pas.
You are playing at 1 a.m.
1 a.m.
They told us on 1 a.m. Yeah.
Une heure
sur off the scene of Tetris.
Yes. They told us that's where the party is gonna be tonight. Tetris, one, so we're gonna be
it's
there.
It's the big stage.
Thank you very much.
Party. Absolutely, thank you for having us.
Et nous, de notre côté, on repart en français avec un petit coup de micro trottoir. On repart avec Benjamin qui est actuellement en direct du West Park Festival.